Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just talked some NBA Finals, and I got a couple of Timberwolves-related questions for a guy that has won at the highest level, had such an outstanding NBA career. You've heard him on this show numerous times throughout the years. You know the name, Trent Tucker. He joins us courtesy of the John Chusacola Banker Hotline. Double T, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I was looking forward to this conversation tonight because the Indiana Pacers have surprised a lot of people with the way that they have performed through the first three games of this series in the NBA Finals. They lead the series 2-1. I quite honestly, Double T, I'm not surprised because the Pacers are, they're just a great team. Like, they gel, they've got great chemistry, and I believe that Rick Carlisle is arguably the most underrated coach in the league.
I agree with you. They are a very good basketball team, and when you take on Milwaukee, you beat Milwaukee, you go to Cleveland, you beat Cleveland, you beat the Knicks, and now you have 2-1 against Oklahoma City. You know, this is a very good basketball team, and as you mentioned, they're well coached as well.
Yeah, I think that they're awesome, and they've got a really good team. But I think that one of the things that we don't do a good enough job is I really feel like giving Pascal Siakam his props. This guy is a champion. He won a championship with the Toronto Raptors. They made a bold move in acquiring him from the Toronto Raptors. He's one of the better, I think, like, stars in the league that probably flies under the radar. What do you think?
Well, you know, he gives them an element on the offensive end where he operates with his back to the basket. And when you have an offensive guy that can play below the free throw line, especially against Oklahoma City, that's only going to make your offense a whole lot better. And now with this low post up the outside game as well, because now, you know, Oklahoma City has to double team going north and south. And when you double team going north and south, you have to turn your head. And that's when you can lose sight of the guys on the perimeter. You know, if you stay above the free throw line or top of the key, when Oklahoma City can force you to go side to side, east to west, you know, that's where they can control you. Now that second defender comes in from the blind side, he can force a turnover here or there. And when Oklahoma City can force turnovers at a high rate, you know, that's when the offense begins to click.
Going into this series, who did you select? Did you select OKC? Because I'll be honest, I selected OKC because I felt like, and I still feel like they are the better all-around team and deeper.
Well, everybody was probably favoring OKC. I mean, if I had to be a betting man, for sure I would have taken OKC. But I would love to see Indiana win. I think, you know, Tyrese Halliburton has proven to a lot of people that he's a very good basketball player. I've always thought that he was a very good basketball player, and now he's proven to not only just the country but the rest of the world on how clutch he can be also.
Yeah. Yeah, I just – you know, the other thing that I said going into this series was stop bitching and complaining about the matchup. Because you're seeing people that are like, oh, I don't want to see Indiana. Oh, I don't want to see OKC. We don't have big markets. We don't have this. Like, if you're a fan of basketball and just good matchups, how would you not appreciate what we're watching right now?
Well, you know, the NBA is made up of all types of markets. Small markets, big markets, mid-sized markets. And if you like NBA basketball, well, then you will appreciate that these two teams have earned the right to get here. You know, they beat the big market teams. The Bulls took down the Lakers. Indiana took down New York. Cleveland was perhaps the second best team all year long. Indiana knocked them out. And so Denver, a defending champ, Oklahoma City took them down. So it's not like that these two teams got here by accident. They earned their way to play for a championship. And I think all NBA fans should appreciate that.
What's been the biggest surprise for you in this series to this point?
Well, I think the biggest surprise to me is that how Indiana has been able to control the fourth quarter in terms of with their scoring. And, you know, Oklahoma City has been very good in the fourth quarter. They have perhaps the best offensive guy in the league, and he can get clutch baskets, especially in the last 4 or 5 minutes to make a difference for his team. But Indiana, over their two wins, they have been the best fourth quarter team in this matchup so far. And if they continue to take care of the basketball and keep those possessions on their side, that's going to give them a great chance to win their first NBA championship in team history.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Double T Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, in the midst of all of this, Trent, deep down inside, in watching this matchup and watching this NBA Finals, there's something that bugs me. And the thing that bugs me has nothing to do with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It has everything to do with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And let me explain why.
All right.
When I look at how the Pacers are, how they grind and how they battle and how they fight, the grit in them, it's different. And we don't have that right now. There's a toughness that the Indiana Pacers are showcasing. It's on display for the world to see. And it bothers me that the Wolves went out with such a whimper. How do you view the Wolves in the light of looking at the Pacers in the fight that they have?
Well, it starts with your best player from being mentally tough. And the reason I say that is this. In a playoff series, at some point in time, your role players are going to do enough to help you win a game. And your best offensive player may not be having his best offensive game. But is he doing the other parts? Is he helping you win by bringing something else to the table? And if he's not doing the other parts just because he's not scoring, then you're not getting the right leadership from your best player. You go back to Game 4, between Minnesota and Oklahoma City. The bench players, the role players, played a fantastic game. Now, Anthony Edwards may not have had his best offensive game, but he allowed Jalen Williams to score 34 points. Mm-hmm. They lose by two. So in that instance, he should have said to himself, I may not be able to get off offensively, but I'm getting my teammates involved because I'm making the right play at the right time. Julius Randle is not having a great offensive game as well. But tonight our teammates have put us in a position to win. We cannot afford to waste this effort. So the best thing I can do tonight is to make sure that Jalen Williams is not the difference at the end of the game. And he did not step up defensively to shut him down because he plays his position. So when your best player is not willing from a mental standpoint to understand that he needs to do something different to give his team a chance to win other than just scoring, that's hard to overcome.
All right. I want to ask you a couple of Wolves questions before we let you go. And the first is, do you look at the Wolves as a team that the way that they are constructed right now can continue to progress and get better and contend for an NBA championship? Or do you believe that they should be one of those teams in the mix and trying to acquire a Kevin Durant?
I think they need to get better at the point guard position. I think that's where they need to upgrade it. Now, Mike Conley Jr. has been fantastic throughout his career, and the few years that he has been here for this team, he has played very well. But I think going forward, you know, they need a younger version of a Mike Conley Jr. They need a point guard now that can play alongside Anthony Edwards for the next 4 or 5 years to keep this team in that window. You know, what did you have to give up to get a Kevin Durant? I know that Phoenix is not – let's say if Phoenix is a trade partner or a potential trade partner for you, Phoenix is going to ask for a whole lot in return. And are you willing to give up the majority of the core of your players to get Kevin Durant? At this stage, I wouldn't do that. I would try to maybe look in a different way to see how can I better this team. And I think upgrading at the point guard position is the most critical point, I believe, for the Wolves going forward.
Yeah, but hold on. You mentioned point guard, and I agree with you, by the way. I'm not disagreeing with you on the point guard. But haven't they made their decision about the point guard? Like, they went and acquired Rob Dillingham. Don't you think that that's where they're – like, that's the guy that they're looking to lead them at that position?
I don't think he is that kind of a point guard. I mean, I think he can provide something for you as a rotational player. You know, he came out of Kentucky. He didn't start at Kentucky. So he was primarily a guy that provided a spark off the bench. And I think he can play a significant role in doing that for the Wolves going forward. But when you talk about somebody that can run your show for 38 and 39 minutes and carry and handle that type of responsibility, I just don't think that's in his game. So if I'm the Wolves at this stage, I know they're looking to upgrade and make their team better, but I would start at that point guard position.
All right, final question for Trent Tucker here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Man, what the heck is going on with the New York Knicks? What are y'all doing, Double T? I mean, y'all let go of Tibbs, and now y'all don't know what to do. Y'all don't know where to turn. I mean, you're not going to get Jason Kidd. You're not getting Chris Finch. You're not getting Ime Udoka. Like, so what's next for the New York Knicks?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me that question, and I have an answer for my old team. I got three guys that they should go ask to coach this team, and they should come as a trio.
Okay. Wait. As a trio, you say all of them together?
All together. They'd be head coach and two assistants. Okay. Mark Jackson, head coach. Patrick Ewing and Chris Mullin, the assistant coaches. Mark Jackson is a guy that put Golden State on the track that they're on. He was the one that allowed them to be a playoff team for the first time in a long time. Not saying Steve Kerr has not done a good job, but Mark Jackson is the guy that put Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green on the track to becoming the champion. Mark Jackson is a very good basketball coach. So of the guys that the Knicks are trying to get, you know, you're not going to find anyone better than Mark Jackson. I think from a fan appeal, New York City excitement. All of a sudden, now you bring in a point guard that knows how to play, that can help Jalen Brunson. You bring Patrick Ewing. All of a sudden, now he can work with Karl Anthony Towns with his back to the basket, help Mitchell Robinson. All of a sudden, now become a much more productive offensive player. And Chris Mullin, you know, now he helps the perimeter guys with the outside shooting. I think those three guys working together for the New York Knicks would be a perfect fit for their coaching staff.
All right, Double T, you ready for something?
Yeah.
I got to let you down, and I'm going to try to let you down easy.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's no chance that Mark Jackson's going to be the next head coach.
And I don't know what happened with Mark Jackson.
Yeah, there's I'm not going to get into it on the – and I don't have definitive proof of what
right. –
I mean, because there's a lot of rumors and speculation. Yes, yeah. And allegations in which you probably have heard some things. I know I've heard some things when I was out in NBA Vegas Summer League, what was it, 3 summers ago? And I don't know that anything is true. This is all just from – NBA people and agents. But my point is that I I'm not here to disparage Mark Jackson. All I'm saying is the way that I view it, he is legitimately being blackballed right now. He is.
Oh, no doubt about it. No, whatever, there's something that happened, but in terms of if coaching.
Yep.
Mark Jackson is as good as any of the guys that the Knicks are going after. I mean, because he took a Golden State team that was in the dumps. And he gave Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green a sense of belief. He put a program and a system together to allow them to get on the track that they are on today. Steve Kerr has done a good job, no doubt about it. But he took over a team that was not at the bottom. I don't know what Mark Jackson did. I don't know what he said.
Yep.
But if there's one guy that is willing to buck the trend, and go against all of the negative things that Mark Jackson is facing, James Dolan should be the guy in New York City. Because if there's one place they can handle the distractions more so than any other place in the country, is New York City.
Yeah. And for the record, even the little allegations or speculation about, from what I've heard, it's not even enough to say that this guy is not worthy of a second chance. And I'm with you. I'm with you. I think that Mark Jackson should get another opportunity to coach in the NBA because he was good in his first stop. We have seen coaches that get 3 and 4 chances, and they're not even good.
No, right. I mean, and you know, and the great thing about this, and the reason I thought about this is because New York City, Chris Mullin, born and raised in New York City.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing, the greatest Knick in the history of the greatest player in New York Knicks history. So now if you're talking about, you know, fan appeal, visibility, and guys who have played at a very high level, and what the Knicks need now is to have someone that can help them from the inside out, you know, they will have those three guys who could do it and do it very well, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, Double T, man, you're the best, man. Let's try to get together soon, man. I've been to the gym. I ain't seen you the last couple times that I went.
Well, you know, the weather's warm, so I'm outside walking now, so I'm getting on the exercise outside.
You watching your tennis? You getting your tennis on?
Yeah, you know, I hit a few tennis balls every now and then, but, you know, the walking outside is a whole lot better. Now I can walk along and get some fresh air and get some sunshine as well. But also I'm still chasing kids in the hockey rink.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, that too, man. I gotta, you know what? I gotta get my Coco Golf on, man. I gotta get out there with a tennis racket at some point.
She's very good, isn't she?
She's outstanding. She's outstanding. So are you, man. I appreciate the time, Double T.
Anytime, Lake. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Trent Tucker joining us here on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.